For the children's talk, I want to ask another question today, but I'm sure it's a question you all know the answer to. But I'm not sure, because we had this discussion in the car yesterday, and that's what put it into my mind. And so let me ask you, why do we believe the Bible? Why do we believe the Bible? Why do we come to church every Sunday and learn what it tells us? Why do we go to Sunday school and our Sunday school teachers teach us about it? We go to BYF or we go to the SM Live or whatever the situation, whatever meetings we go to or whatever we get involved in, we're always being taught things from the Bible. And you know, if you went into the Lisburn Library, you would see thousands of books, wouldn't you? All by different authors and all on different subjects. And I'm sure if you went into your school, they would have a library and thousands of books on all different things. But what's so special about the Bible? What makes the Bible different from all the other books that you read, all the other books that you have at home and that you maybe read from time to time? Now, I could tell you things about the Bible, couldn't I? I could tell you facts about the Bible, which you might know. How many books are in the Bible? We all know there's 66 books in the Bible, don't we? And we know there's 39 books in the Old Testament. We know there's 27 books in the New Testament. And I thought I was doing really well because I didn't have to look that up or anything. I knew it, even from Sunday school. But what I did look up, I found out there was 1,189 chapters in the Bible. There's 929 in the Old Testament. There's 260 in the New Testament. I found out that the longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119. The shortest is Psalm 117. I could learn all of these wonderful facts about the Bible, but it wouldn't tell us why we should believe the Bible. Sure, it wouldn't. It only tells us facts about the Bible, about how many chapters and how many books it is. And I could also tell you something about the Bible. I could tell you it's a wonderful book and it tells us about things in the past. It tells us historical things. It tells us things about the future, about what's going to happen. And it tells us many, many other things. It's full of poetry. It's full of history. It's full of letters. It's full of different things. But still, that wouldn't tell you or me why we should believe the Bible. And that's why we read this morning in Psalm 119, because there's one thing that sets the Bible apart from every other book that was ever written or could ever exist. And if you listen to John when he was reading, he talks about the law of the Lord. He spoke about the statutes of the Lord. And that's the thing that sets the Bible apart from every other book that was ever written, is that it's God's book. The Bible was given to us by God. It's His way of communicating, of talking with you and me here in Lisburn this morning. Now, I could tell you some other facts which help us understand how He did that. We could learn that the Bible took nearly 1,500 years to write. Isn't that unbelievable? 1,500 years to write. There's nobody in church this morning who's older than 1,500, is there? Nobody. It took a huge amount of time. And not only did it take 1,500 years to write, but it took over 40 different people. Over 40 different people that God used to write the Bible. It was written in three different languages, and it was written from three different continents around the world. And yet, whenever we look at our Bible, we see something perfect. We see a collection of books without a single mistake, without a single contradiction. In fact, we see something perfect. And that is because it is not just what men made up. It isn't just what men thought up in their mind and thought that would be really good. It's God's book. God used those people to give us the Bible. And you know, that's something I want us to think about this morning. Think about how special it is to have the Bible. You know, there are over 2,000 nations in this world. People with different languages and different cultures, and they don't have the Bible. They don't even have a very small part of it. And God has been very good to us, you and me here in Lisburn today, in that he is talking to us from his word in our own language, and we can hear and we can understand what he has to say to us. And you know, the wonderful thing about the Bible is not only does it tell us about the past and about the future, but it tells us things that God wants us to know today. Things that will help us at school. Things that will help us when we're at home with our mums and dads. Things that will help us whenever we're out with our friends. Things that can affect the way we live our lives. And just at the end of our little talk this morning, I want us to sing a chorus. And I think you'll all know it. It's called "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock." And it talks about building your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible, one of the titles of the Lord Jesus, one of the ways it describes the Lord Jesus is that he's the Word. And you know, when we can build our lives on what God has revealed to us through the Bible and on our Lord Jesus Christ who came to die.